brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to open the phones up in the next two segments ahead of Max Kaiser joining us and Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oathkeeper, joining us in studio in the third hour. But I really want to hear from callers specifically. You can talk about whatever you want, but I'd like to hear your take on it being confirmed that there weren't mechanical malfunctions at 50 power plants. Notice I just said 50, just made up a round number. that it was the lack of building new plants and the record amount of power being used that caused it, and now new ones are happening today. And the Energy Secretary says get ready for massive closures under their new rules. They've already been shutting down as many as they can. And so there, egg on the face of the White House. And Drudge is reporting the blackouts again. I've been attacked by the White House. I think it's important for everybody to get this article that Watson did, White House Lies on Blackouts Exposed. That's a great article by Watson, but I think the headline, I'm going to try, just try to get a hold of Watson, should be changed, at least on InfoWars, since Kurt's here and I get a hold of him. He's in office. Watson's over in England. I mean, the headline should be confirmed. White House policies contributed to blackouts. I mean, it's a fact. And you got the head of the Energy Department running around saying they're going to shut down massive amounts of these. I mean, it's incredible what's happening in plain view. They're attacking our energy infrastructure. I'd like to get your take on that. Or the See Something, Say Something exposed as a hoax. We can't get a terror threat and evidence of who we know is working for the Pentagon and we're all lucky. They won't take our complaints. But you can't even get them on the phone. You can't even get people on the phone before they've heard what we say many times, showing that this threat's so imminent, why aren't they answering the phone? Threat's so imminent, why did they turn off the naked body scanners during the 4 or 5 day period in and around Thanksgiving, knowing we were going to be protesting? They wanted that story to go away and to kill it. They failed. But that's happening. And now, on the heels of the Patriot Act not being reauthorized, Homeland Security runs in before Congress and says, Amar al-Awlaki's now the leader of al-Qaeda. He's about to hit us. And we're like, well, here's Fox News and AP saying he works for the U.S. government. Now, this is confirmed Pentagon documents that Patriots leaked. And we got good people in our government at many levels. Let's talk about this. The media's like, oh, we don't want to talk about that. So I hope that you'll want to discuss that information. But you can call in about whatever you want. I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. These really are times that try men's souls. I mean, this is all out in the open. This is the elephant in the room. And that's what's so frustrating for me. Not even frustrating. It's disgusting. For me to sit here and know their battle plan, it's all stated. The White House puts out all these memos, and their advisors put out memos saying how great it would be if there was a big terror attack, because that would make Obama look like a strong leader, and then he could take more of our rights away. And they just do it in the open like we're blind, like we're zombies. And I guess a lot of the public are zombies. They don't see themselves in the role of standing up against corruption. They don't see themselves in the role in fighting tyranny and people trying to jack up their power prices and rip them off like we're a third world nation. This is what's happened to all the third world countries. They get corrupt governments in that run these same scams. And the multinationals come in and teach them how to do it and finance the whole thing. And it's happening in Western Europe. It's happening in the U.S. and Canada. It's happening in Eastern Europe now. They're doing it in the Middle East now. This is a predatory system of control and domination. They want us poor. They want us dependent on them. And I'm tired of it. I want it to stop. I have three children. I have a wife I love. I know you've got family you love. This is wrong. I mean, if they get away with all of this, what's next? We're going off the deep end. We're going off the cliff here. And yeah, a lot of folks are waking up. But we've got to really consciously realize the super hardcore, off the chart severity of exactly what we're dealing with here. All right, we'll come back and go to your phone calls. I'll lean on the ropes, lean on the callers, because I'm just getting an incredible headache even dealing with this. And then Max Kaiser's coming up. It's unbelievable. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, if you just joined us, we're now into hour number two on this 10th day of February, this Thursday, 2011. Max Keiser on huge economic developments that are taking place, big mergers and stock exchanges all over the world. He'll be joining us for 30 minutes in the last half of this hour. Then in studio, Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, with some new initiatives they've launched. Very, very exciting and informative intel and positive things we can do coming up with Stuart Rhodes in studio in T-minus 52 minutes from now. If you just joined us, we've got the headline, See Something, Say Something Exposed as a Hoax. Many of the phone numbers on official Homeland Security websites and flyers, just don't even go to a voicemail that says you cannot, a robot voice says you cannot leave a message at this number. Beep. And it's a number I've called before and gotten them. You call Homeland Security in D.C. and say, I want to report evidence of who the real terrorists are. They won't let you. They say, call your local police. They just send you the voicemail. We gave them our numbers. They haven't called us back. I've been calling them since Sunday, live and off air. Let's test this number. Oh, it doesn't work. Let's test that number. These are new numbers, recently put out. I mean, you can't get them, but a paper box flies out of a car. They call it in themselves, shut down the highway, send out a million-dollar robot. Austin just spent over $1 million on some robots, and the defense complex gets the money, and they just run around constantly blowing up cardboard boxes and say, we don't know if it was a bomb, but we blew it up. Then you can pull up the after-action reports when they're released, and it's nothing in it. They just, oh, that might have been a bomb. Well, terrorists may have just hit Belton, you know, instead of back in 2000. And we go up there, and it's a drill. And then they tell everybody terrorists hit. I mean, it's just psychological warfare against the people. And now the Texas Electricity Reliability Commission has said, no, we didn't have any malfunctions at our power plants. We've not been allowed to build new power plants. So we're being taxed by the cold weather. And the White House Energy Secretary comes out in a press conference yesterday and says, we're going to shut down massive amounts. Let me give you the actual headline. White House lies on blackouts exposed. Here's Newsmax. Massive closures of U.S. coal plants looms, Chu says. And they've got his quotes in a press conference that they're going to close massive numbers down. But the White House says, no, we're not. We're not shutting anything down. Alex is a liar. Meanwhile, yeah, we're shutting them down. It's like when I had David Rothschild and others on pushing carbon taxes. They'd be all over TV pushing global carbon taxes. I got them on and say, you want carbon taxes? No, this has nothing to do with carbon taxes. I mean, they just talk to us like we're morons. It's incredible. It's just incredible. Let's go to your phone calls. Rick in Tennessee, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
I just want to let you know that I took your advice and I started a coalition against the water fluoridation here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It's Rutherford County Citizens Against Water Fluoridation, and seems to be getting some traction, so I just want to let you know that. And then the second thing, I just wanted to congratulate you on your advertisements that are here on local stations. For the Stansberry thing, they actually are using your voice on WLAC, which is the same station that Beck is on, and as well as WTN. So that's cool, and I just want to tell you guys to keep up the great work. That's all I wanted to do.
Well, let me throw this at you, Rick. As you form that cadre against water fluoridation, and as Calgary and San Diego and all these other cities either take it out or move to block it being put in, as we give support to the vast majority of government scientists who signed on to national papers saying it's sevenfold, I always said a doubling. That was one study I was covering from years ago. The new studies they saw, sevenfold increase in men, tripling in women. I mean, I'm getting chills right now. It attacks your fertility in men and women. It attacks the thyroid. All these brain disorders are up. That's in the news. Strokes are up in young people. People are dropping dead all over from the aspartame and the fluoride. But here's the key, Rick. You form that coalition. You start having victories. Once you have that coalition and you start having victories like Washington and Trenton politically, then you can take that same cadre of true activists that love liberty, and you can start dealing with all the other corruption in your area. You can start dealing with the federalization of your police, the threat fusion centers, the illegal checkpoints that your governor's been fighting in Tennessee. You can start moving down the line once you pick an issue, whether it's fighting the corruption of the TSA or fighting the move against the Second Amendment, and then spinoffs of those. It's so incredible, so I salute you.
Well, that's the whole thing. I'm using like the Dave Ramsey philosophy, and that's like start with the smallest one first and go for it. And then actually, they're making some communications. I'm finding out that the water fluoridation is not a mandate. It's a voluntary situation. And I even talked with the water company about that, and he says, no, it's voluntary. So I said, okay, we're going to be at the board meeting as soon as I get enough people to represent, to go in as a group. I mean, not as a whole group, not taking everybody, but having enough people that, you got enough force behind you saying, hey, we don't want this anymore.
Rick, let me tell you how they're going to counter you. I don't know what your county's getting, but it's probably in the hundreds of thousands of years, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So when you go in, they're going to say, Rick and guys, we're getting hundreds of thousands, in some big cities, millions from the federal government. Yes, this is voluntary, but if we want our Clean Water Act funding, isn't that Orwellian oxymoron, the Clean Water Act, and they use funding through it to try to force cities to put water in, they're going to say, Rick, taxpayers, we need this federal money. Well, it's your tax money that was taken to begin with and then used to control you. But then they're not going to tell you, by the way, and I've looked at this in other cities, generally buying the fluoride generally cost more than even what the federal stipend is. So you can counter them with that. Well, you're not going to have to pay for the fluoride anymore, the overpriced poison. And so that generally in cities we've looked at will be more than the federal funding for your water district. They also come in with clean water acts and make you put in more systems that actually toxify the water, so it's too expensive for your local city to run it to incentivize you to sell it out to foreigners. So this is all part of a strategic program, and obviously water is central. God bless you. But I wanted to give you some points of how they're going to counter you. And then when you just say, well, I've got the city or county press release here on how much this fluoride costs. The city of Austin pays close to $1 million a year for sodium fluoride product out of Florida that's got a bunch of other stuff in it. Now, this is stuff that's toxic waste that you couldn't pay people to take. You got to pay them to store it. But they do this little spin thing and make you buy it. It's funny enough, fluoridation actually started in Tennessee. Let's go ahead and talk to Brad in Michigan. Brad, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
A quick point and a question for you. To the people that are not awake, if they're cutting off the power with unprecedented cold sweeping through, that means they don't care if you freeze in your homes and die. Which,
well, how many people have died because they couldn't pay for their power? I see it in the news every week, last year and this year, and it's almost always some old vet who, you know, trying to heat themselves at their stove and is found frozen to death. I mean, how many times do we hear about folks in Minnesota and Michigan and New York and Illinois and places freezing to death?
Right, Alex. And my point was that, you know, if you really believe that these are the same people that are going to protect you from terrorists, but will not protect you from the cold, you're sadly mistaken.
Well, then they'll claim their free market. They'll say, well, it's your job to pay for overpriced power. But they're artificially jacking up the price. Coal is dirt cheap, literally dirt cheap. And these systems are clean. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Alex, real quick, my question. I read an article probably a few months ago about the thermal belt in the Gulf and it being shut down due to the BP oil spill. I was wondering if you had a chance to look at that and what was your take on it?
It's inconclusive. It's true that the jet stream, one of the main jet streams, has slowed and almost stalled. People said it was the end of the world, but it turns out that does happen infrequently. And that's part of the reason now it's not pushing through and keeping those cold weather systems from dropping down. And there was some evidence that areas of the Gulf, the water stream, not the jet stream, did slow down for a while. But that happens as well. I did look into that. I don't know if the millions and millions of gallons of core exit and these reportedly billion plus gallons of oil had an effect on that. I just don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Alex, and you have a good day, buddy.
Thank you so much. Great points, Brad. Skyler in Alaska, you're on the air.
Yeah, how's it going, Alex?
It's good.
A couple quick points for you. I checked out this website called newworldorder.com, and it's a blank page, and it says August 23rd, and that's it, and it says coming soon.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that own websites, and then that's the message it'll have. Before it's been launched, people park web domains. People have created fake Illuminati domains and things, think it's really the Illuminati. You know, the internet is rife with hoaxes, but that doesn't sound like a hoax. It sounds like, you know, somebody's got a website coming soon.
Indeed. And also, you got our VP Nod up here. And, what was the last thing? On Super Bowl Sunday, I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you were working your tail off. Anyway, I watched it, and I saw a commercial for the Motorola Zoom. Perhaps you saw the commercial?
Yes, one is kind of anti-1984, and the other's ambivalent, but overall it shows how popular the Patriot message is, that they're now kind of having anti-1984 ads. It's really a ripoff of the 1984 Apple ad.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this is kind of strange.
Well, what they're saying is Apple claimed they were fighting the 1984 Borg system of IBM, but now they've become what they were fighting, a bunch of zombies. So buy our open source tablets, you know, not just the Androids, but now the the PC version, or I guess kind of Linux open source, I'm not sure, of all these different tablets that are not Apple-driven. All right, I appreciate your call. We're going to come back, talk to John, Noel, Mike, and others. Stay with us.
Money.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Massive global consolidation of stock markets coming up in the next segment with Max Keiser joining us from Paris. There's also other crazy NBC headline. Payne leads art professor to remove third eye camera from head. Artist had camera installed in back of head for a performance project. They're all just training us for digital implantation. Just absolutely diabolical. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. You're on the air, John.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, about this diet soda.
quite a long time ago, I had a friend of mine that used to live off Diet Pepsi. Every time he used to come into work, he always had a 16-ounce Diet Pepsi. Well, about 12 or 13 years ago, he died of brain cancer, but I remember that the doctor, his personal physician, told his wife at the time that it was aspartame that killed him, flat out told him.
Oh, they knew it. They tried to get it approved three times, and then Rumsfeld went in as the head of the company and got it done in 1980. And, I mean, I've had countless scientists, brain surgeons on, and here it is, mainstream news, young people having strokes from it. But, oh, we're conspiracy theorists, we're evil, we're bad, okay, fine, drink more of it. And now it's in over 10,000 processed foods. You can't buy chewing gum or bubble gum now at a gas station or a shopping mall or wherever. You have to order pure sugar gum online. It's in Big League Chew, it's in everything. You cannot find it. I mean, it's just, and I've had family sitting there chewing sugar gum in front of me, and I go, that's got aspartame in it. And they go, no, it doesn't, Alex. Come on, man. I'm not stupid. I go, read the back. No, I don't have to read the back. This is my cousin, great guy, really smart. And I said, I actually grabbed him by the arm, and I said, read the back. And he went, oh, my gosh, you're right. And I said, yeah, you think I make stuff up? It's everywhere. They've weaponized everything. They're killing us, and I'm sick of it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, another thing, Alex, I want to talk about state-sponsored terrorism. I remember a long time ago that they had a picture in a paper of this Klan group that had they all had Thompson submachine guns. And that's what drew me to the article, and I read it, and it said at the time that the FBI helped them get the guns.
And then they used the Klan having Thompsons, if you go back to the 30s, to get the first gun laws passed.
And I don't know if you remember Edwin Wilson. He got caught here in Houston back in the early 80s shipping C4 to Muammar Gaddafi. And he said he was doing it for the CIA. The CIA denied it. They said that he was a rogue agent. They give him a trial. He was found guilty. He was sentenced to life in prison. He was in there about 10 years. He got a new trial, a new lawyer. They found the evidence.
But what about 2 years ago, a high-level CIA, black op commander, they pull him over on the road. He was reportedly trying to get intel to people. That had come out. And the Houston cops just execute him. Because the CIA's got cops in every department, big department. They've got hit teams in the Austin department. They just call them up, take them out. They'll pull you over right in front of news cameras. Nothing happens. I mean, that's what it is working for this government.
He got a new trial, Alex. They found him innocent. The judge exonerated him. And they found out he really was working for the CIA shipping C4 to Muammar Gaddafi. But at the time, nobody said, hey, what's the CIA doing shipping C4 to Muammar Gaddafi?
People think one-dimensionally. They think, well, Alex says al-Qaeda is government-run. That means he loves Muslim extremists. No, I don't. Have multidimensional thinking, folks. The globalists who aren't Americans who want to destroy this country are funding the radical Muslims. And Glenn Beck yesterday was saying it's all George Soros. He's only a small part of it. Is George Soros, the Secretary of the Army, meeting and running Anwar al-Awlaki? No, Glenn, no. I'm risking my life to talk about this, folks. We've got the intel. We've got the proof. I appreciate your call, John. This stuff really starts to get to me at a certain point. It's just so out in the open. I can't believe it. I want it to stop. I want to get off this roller coaster. I want to get our country back. I just want to be free. Let's go ahead and talk to Noel in Illinois. Go ahead.
Alex, man, it was a clear sky day about an hour ago, and the aerosol sprays are hitting us pretty hard, man. It's crazy. People can't realize this. They're clearly zombies. But I want.
Well, now the government wants to put lithium in the water. They know the aspartame is addictive and brain damages people. I mean, they're running full spectrum black ops on us.
The government loves us, Alex. What can I say? Quickly, you were talking about the blackouts in Texas. I mean, should we be shocked about this? The government's not going to protect us. Look what they did in Katrina. They put formaldehyde in their FEMA trailers. They're getting set for NLE 2011 about earthquakes in the New Madrid semiotic zone in FEMA region 4, 5, 6, and 7. Our government clearly doesn't care about us. We have to get communities together. And
I agree, but I have to disagree. It's not that they don't just not care about us. They hate us. They want to get rid of us. It's official State Department policy, Memorandum 200. Yeah, we've got to. I'm trying to get communities together. I'm trying to warn people. And people say, well, why haven't the globalists killed you? Because if they kill me, it underlines, it highlights everything I've said and done. And my body of work is so huge, I will live on through it forever. I've basically said everything, covered every angle.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to Max Keiser here in a moment. Here's the headlines on Drudge. They're also up on InfoWars.com. New World Trades. Global stock exchanges head for major consolidation. De Boer's NYSC in advanced talks. London talks Canada. Exchange chiefs seek new global powerhouses. The global government run by the private banks and Wall Street that have created these thousands of trillions of fake derivatives are now openly taking over and merging the stock markets. So we're going to be breaking that down with Max Keiser, who really needs no introduction here today. But before I go to Max, I want to tell you about some of our great sponsors. I want to tell you about ID Stronghold. You will just love these folks. They are the industry leaders in RFID blocking technology. We told you about this a decade ago, but now everybody's getting their credit card number stolen from thieves that can do it from, you know, down the street. And the globalists, of course, then will push for biometrics with it. Again, they roll out systems knowing it's going to cause the crisis, and they offer the solution. But these great little wallets and purses and they have a whole bunch of systems are just excellent. They have passport holders, leather wallet holders, you name it, to protect your magnetic strips, your chipped IDs, all of it. IDStronghold.com. Arm yourself with the necessary tools to protect yourself. It's IDStronghold.com. Check it out today. Continuing, Pure Water Freedom. I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All the filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. And lastly, EndOfAmerica3.com. That's EndOfAmerica3.com. Stansberry and Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video. You can see it at EndOfAmerica3.com for free. That's free. Telling their biggest and most important prediction yet. And again, the website's endofamerica3.com, dealing with the end of the dollar as the world reserve currency. Check it all out today. We couldn't do it without our sponsors, but key information there. Obviously, Max Keiser does need no introduction, but he's the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system, a virtual specialist technology, prediction markets, Hollywood Stock Exchange, and the list goes on and on. TV host with BBC, RT, Al Jazeera, Press TV, Genesis radio host Saturdays. It just goes on and on. Has a radio talk show in England, MaxKeiser.com, and he joins us to break down these big new developments with the global markets. He's predicted all of this, and so have we, but now it's here. Why is this happening, and how big of a deal is it, Max Keiser?
Well, the volume on these exchanges is collapsing, so they have to merge. And the legitimate volume, you know, most of the volume on the New York Stock Exchange is the U.S. government itself buying stocks to keep volumes on these exchanges. The actual underlying participation by the average person is just not there anymore because the economy is collapsing and the folks are not participating in the stock market like they used to. So there's huge mergers going on, and now you've got this international merger with the German Bourse and the New York Stock Exchange coming together as an attempt to resuscitate a dying model. You know, the free market capitalism is dying. It's being replaced with Politburo-style command and control economic modeling from the Fed and now the global Fed, which is in the pipeline. We learned that at Davos. They're going to come up with a new $100 trillion credit line and a global bank and a global currency because competition is dead. Nobody wants to compete anymore. They all want to be little dictators. So they've gotten rid of that concept, and now they pull this off. They've got to merge these exchanges and create just two or three super exchanges.
Is that not just more layering of the debt, pushing the band car, SDR? You'll still have regional currencies, but they're going to be based in that new digital currency, and that gives them a new level to the Ponzi scheme. But how much time does that buy?
Well, it rolls all the current debts into a new global $100 trillion debt facility, and as a way to prevent a collapse, but as countries lost their individual sovereignty during the creation of the euro, this means that countries like the U.S. lose its sovereignty with the creation of a global central bank and currency of some type. But I think my preference is the SDR, I think, will become increasingly more the special drawing right, which is already being used globally as a global currency. It gets bigger and is used more by countries around the world. Other people have different views on this, but I think the SDR is going to see that grow this year. And, of course, the resistance is on the street pushing back. So you've got your audience, and your audience, you know, you're constantly asking the question, when will folks in the U.S. wake up? Well, they've woken up in Egypt, and they woke up in Tunisia, and they're waking up around the world. So the global insurrection against the banker occupation is alive and well.
Well, we did predict 3 years ago, and since then, incessantly, that there would be global food riots and overthrow of governments. This is a complex issue. People say, well, Alex, the news is reporting that the U.S. government funded the Muslim Brotherhood and al-Baradei and the other factions and did trigger this 3 weeks ago. Well, then how are you saying it's a real insurrection if they triggered it? They recognize the climate. They recognize that the dominoes are now set. They don't want it to fall over, triggered by real domestic groups. They artificially trigger it to then be able to try to steer it. The question is, will they be successful in doing that? And where do you see this global insurrection going? Obviously, it's triggered first in countries where half the population is making $2 a day or less and people are starving. Food riots are spreading. How do you see these dominoes falling?
Right. So in Egypt, the number two guy who supposedly is taking over, Mubarak, is a CIA-friendly chap who clearly would not make the situation better. But the people on the ground, the people in the street, are pretty knowledgeable about this, so they're not going to accept that. And so that's the way revolution is. Now, this revolution is growing in scope and in size because now the workers across the country have gone on strike as of yesterday. You've got workers around the Suez Canal and in other parts of the country on strike. And when the workers go on strike, that's usually generally a huge step toward a successful revolution. And the intelligence that's being passed around is great because of the Internet. And the country, of course, tried to hit the Internet kill switch. But after 3 days, they realized that it's very difficult to hit the Internet kill switch without also hitting the economic kill switch. So they had to turn it back on. So this is something that's been exploited by the insurrectionists, and it's the same all over the world.
Well, that's because we're now in an industrialized world, and certainly with communications, Egypt is industrialized, not in many other respects, that now we are dependent on it. This is how we communicate. This is how the markets now move. This is how people purchase a lot of things. This is what businesses are based on. And so the globalists have built the web as a surveillance grid, but now the populations are seizing it as a tool of liberty. And more and more, I see the Internet truly transcending what it was originally built for as a control tool. And I see this as one of the biggest cases of something backfiring on the New World Order.
Well, you yourself have hacked the attempt to control the Internet by doing the Google bomb. Okay, so the Alex Jones InfoWars audience, they launched a Google bomb, and it bypasses all the controls to keep the media sweet on a very narrow definition of what is news on that particular day. Now, I think going forward in the United States, if I can project what might happen in the U.S., which fall into the category of an insurrection or a revolution, similar to what we're seeing in Cairo and in Tunis, I'm reading that more and more people in the U.S. whose houses are now underwater with the huge mortgages and the price of the real estate is down.
They're just staying in the homes.
Well, there's you know, they have the option in the U.S. of what's called jingle mail. You leave the key to the house in the mail, and you walk away from your mortgage. And people have selectively done this. And people in government have talked about, you know, produce the note, where's the note, foreclosure gate, the banks that are involved in the foreclosure, they sold, missold the mortgages to begin with, they mispackaged the mortgages, et cetera. But what I'm hearing is that there is more and more of this of an idea where you could have a million mortgage walk away on one day. So a million homeowners, or maybe just 100,000 homeowners, but possibly a million homeowners coast to coast in America, they pick a date in the future, 2 months from today, let's say, and they say on that day, 100,000 of us or 200,000 of us will simultaneously walk away from our underwater home, our bad mortgage. Now, if that goes forward, then that will completely destroy the banking cartel in a huge way. And they're using the social networking sites, and they're using the Facebook and the Twitter to organize a mass movement in that way. So that could be America's version of a global to participate in the global insurrection against banker occupation.
I want to expand on something. The head of the Energy Department has announced yesterday that they are going to, quote, shut down massive numbers of power plants in the U.S. Last Friday, the White House on the front page responded to our story about how they're shutting down other power plants but letting GE have a waiver and keep theirs open and expand new ones. So regardless of where you stand on global warming, this is selective energy shutdowns for the guys that are on the inside of the cartel. That's what Ceaușescu did for his own profit, more than tripling prices and shutting down his competition in Romania. That's directly what led to his overthrow. We're seeing rebellions all over the world now, including in China, over people's electricity cutting in and out. But the fact that the White House now has to respond to us, that really, really does show the power of the alternative media.
Well, you mentioned Enron earlier and what happened in California a few years ago. They just went ahead and jacked up rates and you know, caused a tremendous amount of pain just by gouging prices to manipulate the prices. And what's going on in Texas right now with the power outages, I would not be surprised to find out that this is, in fact, just more of the same kind of price gouging, energy companies gouging prices for profit. But looking at the whole situation from a more broader perspective, remember that when the U.S. went off the gold standard in 1971, they adopted what was called the petrodollar standard. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia had a quid pro quo that the U.S. would buy lots of oil if they, from Saudi Arabia, if they recycled that money through the U.S. economy. And this gave birth to a tremendous 30-year period of growth of globalization and growth of credit to finance this globalization. That would be the growth of the dollar as the world reserve currency. Now, starting in 2007, we know that we had a credit crunch. Lehman Brothers went bad. Goldman Sachs almost went bust. If it weren't for Hank Paulson bailing them out for Congress. Banks all over the world almost went bust. Because all the credit that's been created since 1971, the globe hit peak credit. They had all the credit saturation. You can't absorb any more credit. And this is the story that it's impossible, no matter how much more money that Bernanke creates, they cannot re-stimulate the economy to go back to where they were 10 or 15 years ago, which means that in the energy patch, which has been codependent, growing codependently along with the credit growth, is also in a contraction phase. So Saudi Arabia just came out 2 days ago. They said that they've been overstating their reserves by 40%, which we reported on in our Al Jazeera English film 4 years ago. The energy supplies of these three major fields, the Ghawar in Saudi Arabia, Cantarell in Mexico, and Bergen in Kuwait, have all been in rapid decline. Mexico is now an oil importer. The UK is now an oil importer. Egypt, just this year, became an oil importer. That's part of the reason why now inflation is running high and the people are on the street, because the entire energy sector, along with the credit sector, take those two together. They're both collapsing. They're coterminous. You've got a credit and energy collapse simultaneous, and the people are simply at the end of their tether. They're on the street now, and it's no going back, because you're never going to get the credit back, and you're not going to get those reserves back at that price.
Well, Max, all the analysts I respect, going back when I really woke up 18, 19 years ago, I've been on air 16 years, said that the globalists are going to flood the world with derivatives. I mean, I was talking about this 13 years ago. I had economists like George Humphrey on 12 years ago who broke down everything that's now happened with total precision. He wrote books about how it was going to unfold, that the globalists would sell globalism through all this fiat fraudulent wealth they made, but that they planned to implode it later, cause world revolution, but actually misdirect it against the nation states themselves, bring the world into greater crisis, just like the IMF and World Bank do in third world countries, triggering the IMF riot, as they call it, and then offer their global currency as the solution. That's what Davos did, as you know, 2 weeks ago with the $100 trillion they want of taxpayer money to save us. They'll then leverage it at least 10 times to $1 quadrillion. I mean, this has really been an organized system because it's on paper that they organized it. I mean, do you disagree that the big central banks have planned all of this?
No, I don't disagree, because any money that has interest attached to it, there's an incentive to flood the market with as much of it as possible, because you're always ahead of the curve in terms of the amount of interest you can collect versus any liabilities associated with the debts you're incurring. So money with interest attached is something that these banks and these central banks flood the globe with, because they know it's the form of, it's a soft imperial conquest. They don't need it. You know, when people talk about the currency wars that are going on now, the U.S. is using artificially cheap U.S. dollars to try to interfere in foreign government affairs and to take control of property and wealth using cheap dollars They know full well that when the dollar eventually collapses, that they will have assets to show for those dollars. So the soft dollar with currency with interest rates attached to it is something that is flooded into the market to, as a way of controlling those markets.
And the Chinese have the incredibly soft yuan to underpin the United States and deindustrialize us.
Well, that's part of the currency war. Now, what's coming out recently with Robert Zoellick now coming out and saying we're going to look at gold again, and with J.P. Morgan just recently said that they're going to recognize gold bullion as collateral for derivatives for the first time they've made that statement. So now suddenly gold and silver are being talked about in terms of a currency. And this hasn't been on, and the central banks for the past 30 years have been net sellers of gold. Now they're net buyers of gold. So this is now setting the stage for this huge showdown between which country has the most gold. And, of course, the U.S. purportedly has 8,000 tons. China has only 1,000 tons. Germany has 3,000 tons, but 66% of that is held in New York. And as was the point made recently by a very, very smart guy, Jim Rickard, who you should have on your show, the gold in New York could be commandeered by the U.S. so that the U.S. now has suddenly 14,000 tons of gold. They become, as Rickard refers to it, the Saudi Arabia of gold. So gold becomes a big factor.
All right, stay there.
My contention is this.
Well, I mean, let's talk about gold and silver on the other side and where you see that trend going.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's
888-988-3325. Stuart Rhodes is going to be in studio with us coming up at 8 after. Next hour, founder of Oath Keepers. And we're going to cover some new information they've learned and also some new initiatives they've launched. Tarpley's popping in for only 5 minutes in the next segment to give us his take on Egypt, And Mubarak, now they're announcing, will be stepping down, reportedly not in September, but in the next few days. Who knows if that's another hoax, but Fox News, AP, they're all reporting it right now. Finishing up with Max Keiser, going back to gold and silver, if you look at the 10-year graph, 11-year graph, obviously gold and silver is going straight up, but they have these little dips, and it's even, as you know, coming out in lawsuits that the Federal Reserve and others are trying to suppress the price of these, but at the same time buying it up themselves. What do you see happening with the gold and silver markets?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I was in London a couple of weeks ago, and I met in person with Andrew McGuire. You know, he was the whistleblower in London who blew the whistle on the gold and silver suppression scheme of HBC, HSBC, and JP Morgan. And he told me that he's coming out with some new information that will put people in jail. And but he's currently unable to talk about it.
Well, they've already tried to kill him with that set-up car wreck. He better dump the intel now.
That's right. He got hit by a car the next day. And I told him that I'm going to have him on my show first. But then I said, I talked to you, and you got to get an Alex Jones show immediately. And he's like, yes, of course. So that's yet to come.
Okay, so as soon as you have him on your show, since you know more about this than I do, how about I just have you on with him, Max? I mean, like the day after he's on your RT show.
Yeah, well, this is all coming down the pike. So your audience, my audience, we're going to get this information.
Okay, well, you just program that with my producer. So just you know when this is coming out on your show, I guess on a Friday, and then let's just have you and him on Monday. So you line it up. You honcho.
Total bombshell information. Gold and silver for the last 10 years have been averaging 21-22% annualized gains. It's been the beginning of a bull market. It's about ready to start phase two of a bull market, which means you're going to see the big, juicy gains, parabolic gains that are coming up. But the point I was making before the break is that the world has always been on a gold standard. Up in 1971, when the U.S. closed the gold window, we entered an experiment of global fiat currencies that traded against each other. That experiment now, as of 2010, 2011, has proved to be a failure. And people realize that you have to go back on some kind of gold standard.
Well, I want to go back to this bombshell. Tell folks again, briefly, we only got a few minutes left, who this whistleblower is, where he worked, what that caused, obviously you're hinting his bombshell is that the system is already waiting and knows, just like you told us 2 years before the Icelandic implosion, you met with bankers who bragged about it.
Yeah, I told you that Facebook was going to launch a global currency a year before they did.
Yes. But, no, we know you're 100% real, so we got 2 minutes. Tell us what's happening.
Andrew McGuire, you know, as we've been talking about, he gave some evidence about the London Bullion Markets Association. He said, I can show you how they manipulate prices. He said in advance how prices were going to be manipulated. And sure enough, exactly what he said he was going to do exactly is what happened. And this set up they didn't broadcast that information. He's sending out some additional information. He got the goods about how these banks are participating in fraudulently keeping the price artificially suppressed and J.P. Morgan's huge multi-billion short silver position. You know, they're short something like 3 billion ounces, and there's only a billion ounces of silver available in the entire world because 44 of the 45 billion ounces that have ever been mined have been used up. It's used up already, and they're in landfills and cell phones. It's gone. There's only a billion ounces. It's a $30 billion industry. That's it. Anyway, so this is coming. It's a bombshell. It's going to put people in jail, and it'll be the basis for why these metals, in particular silver, will be on their way toward much, much higher
prices. Okay, how long till the bombshell comes out? Because this is very dangerous, what you're reporting, obviously.
A few weeks.
All right, Max, you better watch your back, man. You better tell Mr. McGuire, he better get this information out faster.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.